President Cyril Ramaphosa visited the flood-ravaged areas of KZN on Wednesday to assess the damage caused by the recent heavy rains in the province. Ramaphosa was accompanied by several government officials, including KZN Premier Sihle Zikalala, eThekwini Mayor Mxolisi Kawunda, as well as other ministers and MECs. One of his stops was in the town of Nduzuma, where he addressed crowds at the Bekisisa High School. According to Ramaphosa, the recent flooding was a result of a climate change crisis.
Roads have collapsed, people have died, people are injured. So this is a catastrophe of enormous proportions. This disaster obviously is part of climate change. It is telling us that climate change is serious, it is here. We no longer can postpone what we need to do, the measures we need to take to deal with climate change. It is here, and our disaster management capability needs to be at a higher level. And so therefore, that we are going to process as we go on.
Ramaphosa added that the crisis facing the province called for all government departments to be involved.
This calls for working together as a government, all departments. And the wonderful thing is that our other provinces have already pledged support and assistance. Various of our provinces want to send assistance of various sorts, personnel, experts, foodstuffs, and all that. So this shows once again that there is solidarity and we are working as a team, all of us as South Africans and also as people of this province.
Earlier in the day, Ramaphosa visited the community of Claremont, where he reassured families who had lost loved ones that the national government would step in to assist.
As the Premier has said, you are not alone on this journey. We are with you in this disaster that has occurred. We will help in all ways we can possibly help. We know your hearts are hurting because of the disaster that has occurred here. My heart is also sore. That's why I had to come see it for myself, so that we can assess how national government can help.
Times Live reporter Arun Singh, who was on the ground, gives a detailed account of the day's events.
Wednesday provided a chance for many of KwaZulu-Natal's residents to pick up the pieces of their broken lives following torrential rains which led to localized flooding, ravaging parts of the province since Saturday. While the reported death toll stands at 259, there was no time to bask in the sunshine and blue skies of daybreak, as shovels and buckets occupied the muddy hands of many who had lost their loved ones and entire homes. Accompanied by seasoned Sunday Times photojournalist Sandile Ndlovu, we embarked on a helicopter flight over parts of Durban and outlying areas to gain a better understanding of the devastation. Collapsed homes, roads, bridges, mudslides, flooded fields, parks, depots, and warehouses were some of the things we witnessed from a bird's eye view. The N2 near Prospecton south of Durban was gridlocked as hundreds of cars attempted to navigate carriageways and bypasses in trying to dodge and avoid shipping containers, which were pushed onto the highway due to strong winds and severe rains. On the north coast, the sunken M4 bridge near Tongaat remains closed off to motorists, acting as a stark reminder of nature's true strength. On the ground, President Cyril Ramaphosa visited parts of the city and spoke to some families in the surrounding communities of Claremont, Ntuzuma, Lindelani, and Amawati. Many had lost their entire homes, some family members, who had been swept away in flood-prone areas. Dirt and debris littered the roads as we navigated through the mud and gravel to speak to families who had lost people dearest to them. While following the President's Blue Light Brigade in Komashu, we happened to wonder whether he noticed five police officers carrying a mangled body up an embankment and loading it into their vehicle. Shortly before Ramaphosa was to address the media, a protest broke out on the M25 highway in Inanda, community members accusing the President of ignoring their plight. Smoke from burning tires filtered through the air as community members from Mumbai blocked off a large stretch of the road with debris. One motorist refused to be stopped, firing gunshots in the air as he sped off past protesters who ducked for cover. Many residents are grateful for what they have left, but remain fearful for what is to come. with more expected storms forecast for the Easter long weekend. For Times Live, I'm Aaron Singh.
For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.